I came in when the director said, no love affairs, please. I had not expected such an announcement.
Only with Krishna.
All right, so I think we should just maybe chant for 5 minutes, and then I wanted to make a little question and answer session for maybe 20 minutes or so, and then I would like to go with you quickly through what I wanted to present during this week. It's something like a crash course for just collecting the jewels, I always call it like this. And then I will make an exercise with where you turn to your neighbor and churn a little bit. And then I have a present for you. Yeah, yeah. Very nice present.
There's two new students here today.
Yes. Hare Krishna, welcome.
From Taiwan.
That's a place where I've been many times invited, and now Taiwan has come to me. Good. Welcome, welcome. Your good names?
My name is Naomi.
Mm-hmm. My name is Juan.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. From yesterday evening, maybe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Really, your sound is so wonderful. It sounds really like Gandharvas, male and female angels. Very good, very nice. Yes, so I would like to see now if there are any questions. There is it. questions left over which you would like to ask to me. Questions which have turned up maybe during what you heard, or questions which have come up during the practice. Let us please have a little question and answer session now. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Your good name again?
Paraskeva.
Paraskeva.
Yes.
Not Shiva.
No, Paraskeva.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You were saying in the beginning that we need to form a relationship with Krishna when we chant and try and build that relationship and maintain it. And I was reading in the Nectar of Devotion this week, Prabhupada was saying that we shouldn't try and artificially form a relationship. So I was wondering how we can, like, have a relationship with Krishna naturally and not try and create.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, in that section which you read in the Nectar of Devotion, you read most properly how Krishna has, in the spiritual world, eternally liberated associates, and one should not falsely try to imagine himself to be Mother Yashoda and other of these associates, because one cannot imagine, one cannot become liberated from material existence by just imagining to be liberated. The relationship which is there between these eternal liberated associates and Krishna is called rasa. It's one of five relationships, they refer all to the liberated state, so to say. When we talk about forming a relationship, we don't refer to rasa, to the relationship which eternally liberated associates have with Krishna, because we are still bound. We are not eternally, we are not liberated. No, when we talk about the relationship with Krishna, we keep something in mind which he has said in the Gita, that the living entity is eternally my part. Mamai vangso jiva loke. You are part of Krishna, just like the spark is part of the fire, or the little gold particle is part of the gold mine. Details of that relationship will become revealed to you at the liberated state. But already you have a relationship here. And we refer to that basic, fundamental, eternal relationship which is known to all. It's called in Sanskrit Sambandha. It is where you start your spiritual life with. It's an awareness of the sense, an awareness of the relationship, whereas the one which Prabhupada says we shouldn't artificially imagine is our eternal relationship. But we have to start somewhere, no? To give you an example, from the Kirtan course, We all have now a relationship as students. It's a general relationship. Maybe, as we have seen in other kirtan courses, something develops in the future. The dean was referring to to this being the birthplace of many, many successful marriages. But the students were so involved with the relationship that it just didn't turn up any longer. They were walking in the forest and talking about precisely how many children they would put into the world and such things, you know. This has also its place, but in study times you focus on something else. He was so we have a general relationship, but what the dean was saying, the specific details of a relationship between you may reveal themselves later, if at all. So we all have a general relationship to Krishna being his part and parcels, and we should not imagine really what it will. We can think about it, but we should not artificially imagine ourselves into something artificial like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Any other? You look at me like brain dead people. That is what happens when you chant so much. There is no longer this. It's described in one work of Kanupriya Goswami, the mental activity which is always going on is becoming calmed down, and you know everything is clear. We are part and parcel of Krishna and we have to sing. What else do we need to know? You are the first group, really. Usually I was always bombarded with questions, but during that time, during the previous years, we didn't chant so much. Maybe that's the reason. Fine. Good. Then let me go to the next part, which is an overview of the practices which we have done. I would like you to please pay close attention, because I will request you right after I have given the overview to sit down with a trusted neighbor or any neighbor. I mean, it doesn't have to, just and go with them through the practices. And select one of the practices which you like, which struck you, which was very special for you, and which you like to keep. And then share with them that practice, so that, and then listen to them as they share their favorite practice. If you have your handouts for students with you, please turn to the last page, that is page 12. There are two students who, yes, just flip, yes, last page. So the first day in the morning lecture, I spoke, we looked at faith being the entry door into the palace of bhakti and of chanting. And we were discussing from where we can obtain such faith. And it was clear, the scriptures say, you get this faith in the process of bhakti by great devotees. So we did a little exercise that day where we chanted in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. You might remember we had the tape recorder running, or with his voice, and we described something about welcoming him in our heart and so on. We also introduced at that time our hero, so to say, Haridas Thakur, who is displayed today very nicely. He was always with us. And during the evening sessions, I think of the first four sessions, I told you a little bit of the life of Thakur Haridas. And remember that wonderful sentence of his when he was tried and interrogated and intimidated even by the government, the responsible government at that time. And he said, "Yeah, even if you cut my body into 1,000 pieces, I will continue to chant because that comes from my soul." On page 6, you might like to make a note there in this overview session, all practices in summary. You might like to make a note. Page 6, we had some prayers to Haridas Thakur and prayers by Haridas Thakur. Especially on page 7 is a very, very nice prayer which you can chant and in this way enter into the mysteries of chanting. I highly recommend it also to older devotees. I'm thinking of Bhuta Bhavana Prabhu. That will do very good to you. You will see it arises devotional feelings and then you will be able to chant better. So you might, as I refer you to different pages, you can just put it in your own writing here on page 12 where the summary is. You can just put the page numbers so that later when you are leaving the course or even throughout the course, you can always directly go to these wonderful places. Oh, I gave you such nice things. I mean, I'm usually I'm amazed by my generosity. These are very powerful and very secret and advanced things. So then, day 2, we had we talked about Sambandha. That what Parashiva was talking about, the relationship, forming a relationship with Krishna. And I taught you in particular 3 powerful steps to establish a connection. You will find this on page 8, and you might like to make a note after Sambandha, page 8. You meditate really about yourself as being a spirit soul, a part and parcel of Krishna. Then you turn towards Krishna as your all-powerful master. And finally, you think about the purpose of you being here, that is to be chanting his name. When I was coming here, I remembered my assistant. He is with me, he's from New York, and really all he does since childhood, he has been practicing the drum. And he sings each day 6 hours, and that's his work, you know. Like people go to the work for, and then he chants 2 extra hours in the temple. He has 8 hours of singing, and that's what he does for life. And somehow he has enough to eat always, and a ticket to travel around the world. It just comes. That's amazing. So maybe you would like to join the chanting workforce. I don't want to say it's like a work and so on. There's a wonderful prayer which I really chant and I recommend it always. You can also find it on page 8 on the right column. Krishna Tomahana Yadi Bale Ekaba. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, say it please, Buddha Bhavana.
My dear Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service.
It has such a devotional sound to it. Please learn this. These are all authorized prayers from the scriptures and so on. So that was our Sambandha day, our connection day, if you so want. Then day 2, day 3, we focused on attentive chanting. There was one practice which I didn't teach you, the traktaka, fixing the gaze. So I leave that out. But there was the river chanting, where you focus really on the first hari and enter the river of sound like this. Those of you who like images, I thought to provide you with an image which has been drawn by our we have a Sharanagati team and we have a talented artist. It's on page 9, you can find it. And you see on the left side that is the chanter. He sits there and then he somehow goes into his inner space by entering the river of the divine sound. The picture is very beautiful in its original coloring. Here it is a black and white color. I think it gives you the idea. It's not so super clear, but I mean, the picture is not so clear. Good. That was that. And on that day, you also, this is now a difficult question, I will ask you now. I asked you to take part in a group exercise where you talked about the main obstacle in chanting. Do you remember the main obstacle?
Laziness?
Inattention? Inattention. It was inattention, and inattention had three causes. Mm. Madhumati has provided us with one cause. She remembers laziness. Can any one of you remember the other causes?
Indifference,
you just don't care, and
restlessness.
Yeah, restlessness and distractedness is one. You know, when you're restless, ooh, you have so many things storming to your brain, and then you're restless. And we discussed the remedies. I would suggest that you keep hold of that piece of paper. Where your particular where you brainstormed together on one, maybe you can just give me. I will return it. Here, you got here. Remember, this was restlessness and the remedy for restlessness. You got three such papers. One was laziness and the other indifference. And I thought, because you somehow came in a particular group by the numbering system, maybe you drew an obstacle which is relevant for you. When I said this, I had a very interesting experience in mind. Who of you knows of the mystical poet Hafiz?
Hafiz.
Yeah, Hafiz. You know, some of you know also. He was an amazing God-conscious saint. And when you come to his samadhi, there will be one man who has a parrot on his hand, and if you like, the parrot will draw for you your particular poem. And I went there with a group of devotees, and we read some of the poems of Havis, and we discussed them. And afterwards, I also thought, why not? Let me try. I went to the man with the parrot, and he drew one instructive poem for me. So I read it. It said something to the effect that soon my stars will change and fortune will the one with the thousand names will rain down fortune upon me. So very poetical. I hope it's true. And then I, in the course of my lecturing, I also was invited by a group of practicing Sufis. They were in the underground, but very, very pious, one very old man. And he said, we have a tradition. When we have a guest, we choose a poem for him from Havis. So the old man went into trance. He had a big Havis book with the prayers, and then opened one, and lo and behold, it was the same poem which the parrot drew for me. So I thought, wow, maybe it's true. Maybe Havis has spoken to me in this way. I am not saying it's for sure, but this method is called divination. Divination?
Divination.
Divination, thank you. Divination. We have such a method also in our tradition, where we go through verses of the Ramayana, and we pick verses, and they usually have something to do with life. I'm an experienced and authorized divination person. In other words, I don't have my tools with me, but if you ever meet me and I have my tools, I can tell you what your life will be by going through you through a process of divination. At least what is important in the next few years for you. That always works very nice. Life is difficult, but yeah. So maybe you have drawn your own obstacle, and you can work now on it because you have gotten the remedy for it. Now, on the fourth day, we introduce to you a beautiful meditation, Buddha Shuddhi meditation, which is meant to disconnect you from the material illusion and connect you with your spiritual essence. The text for this meditation can be found on page 10, please. So you can make a note and then later find it. It says there are also prayerful chanting, but we didn't have the time to do this. There are very nice prayers which help you during japa, which are on page number 5. There are prayers before, during, and after your japa session. You can make a note, please, there on day 4. Behind prayerful chanting, vide or see page number 5. And the last day, that was yesterday, we did a meditation on the meaning of the Maha Mantra by the great saint Gopal Guru Goswami, who was very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in fact, he was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the name Guru, even when he was only 8 years, because he gave that very powerful instruction when the Lord came went to the bathroom and came out of the bathroom. You remember how he was holding his tongue and stopping to chant, and Gopa Guru said, "No, don't stop." That was more or less the practices which we did. There is also Srinamastakam, prayer for attraction of the holy name. You have that on page 10 if you want to make a note. Good. This is a little bit what I was teaching to a very willing audience. You were very attentive. I can imagine that it was a lot all at once. In order that you could take something with you, we prepared this handout sheet. How do you like the graphic design of this handout sheet?
It's very nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
It's our graphic designer, Bhavini, who we just gave this to her 2 days before. 2 days before, and she did such a wonderful job. Can I tell her your appreciation for her work?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Very nice, with the pictures and everything looks so artful. You just want to keep it somewhere and say, "Listen, they gave me this for free." Yes. Fine. Now I would like you to find a neighbor, and then let me just see here. No, it's good if we do this session before our pause. Please turn around, find a neighbor. I think you are new. You maybe form a team, the two of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's so nice. All the way from Taiwan, you came flying to Brussels, most probably.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming. We feel very honored to have your association. We have even guests from Thailand and from India, isn't it? Thailand and India. You are you were known to each other.
We met in India.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then she asked me if I'd heard of this training, and I said, "Not only have I heard, I'm already registered."
Really?
And you should come. So.
And then I sent an email, and the course was full, and they said, "Wait a minute." And then they opened the space for me.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we had more. We always have more registrations for this course than we are able to take, because we really want to keep a quality there, and we want to accommodate our students nicely. And if it's too full, it loses the personal nature, and therefore we are very keen of keeping it in a relatively overseeable and teachable group. So good. So please find yourself a neighbor. Do this please now. Good, and now everyone has found themselves a neighbor? Good. Now I request you to discuss and churn a little bit what practice spoke especially to you, what struck you, what was valuable and helpful for your chanting experience. Please share this with the neighbor and then be concrete. Why was it helpful? What was your experience? What did you feel? And just share it, because this will help this will do two things. First of all, you will learn from your partner something new maybe for you. And second of all, while you speak to your partner and try to explain the experience, it will become more concrete for you. You will be able to hold more onto this practice and hopefully apply it in your afterlife, I wanted to say, but that's not the word. In, you know, after the course. After the course. So, please start now.